Welcome to another edition of You Can Farm Talks. This is a live video podcast series where we talk with people in the agriculture industry who share important and relevant information and insights for new and beginning farmers and ranchers. These are fairly short and focused conversations that generally last about 20 to 30 minutes. First, we ask our guests to share their story in agriculture, and then we ask them to talk about one thing that they think someone getting started in agriculture needs to know. For those of you tuning into the live Zoom feed, we hope you'll submit questions in the chat window. As we get to the end, I'll try to pick out a question to ask our guests. All of these shows are recorded and posted online on our webpage, where you'll also find an online discussion forum. You can ask questions in the forum anytime, and we'll respond to additional questions there that we don't get to during the live episode. Our guest today is Karen Clark. As Media and Member Relations Director, Karen oversees public relations and leadership development for the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation. She manages communications and outreach channels, including the Federation's monthly newspaper, website, social media, public relations, and marketing materials. On the leadership side, Karen is the coordinator for Wyoming Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Rancher program. She conducts field service work for 11 county Farm Bureau federations, and she presents leadership workshops. Karen began her career with Farm Bureau with an internship that she started in August 1994 and continued through her college years. As she graduated from the University of Wyoming in 1998 with an agricultural communications degree, Karen joined Wyoming Farm Bureau on a full-time basis as a field staff representative. In 2003, she was promoted to her current position of Media and Member Relations Director. Karen was born and raised on a Centennial cattle ranch north of Laramie, Wyoming. While she was in college, she was honored to serve as a Wyoming FFA state officer and as Miss Rodeo Wyoming. She and her husband, Jake, have a daughter and a son, who are both college students. I first met Karen at a YF&R meeting about 15 years ago. It's great to get a chance to visit with you again. Welcome to You Can Farm Talks. I'm very glad that you can join us.
Thank you, Keith. It's an honor to be here and looking forward to our conversation tonight.
Karen, as always, we start off this conversation by giving our guests a chance to talk about their own story in agriculture. I know you started out growing up on a ranch, then you've certainly spent a lot of time around agriculture and the agricultural community throughout your career with Wyoming Farm Bureau. Can you tell us a bit about your background, how you got to this point in your life and career, and maybe talk a little more about how and why you've chosen to stay involved in agriculture over the years?
Yes, agriculture is really who I am. I grew up in agriculture, as you talked about in the introduction, on a cattle ranch north of Laramie, and agriculture has always been my passion. When I was young, growing up on the ranch, my favorite thing still to do, there's nothing better than being horseback and fixing fence and moving cattle. But when I was young, I just had a lot of great opportunities through 4-H and FFA to really learn and grow in leadership experiences. When I first started out in high school, I was one of those shy students that, didn't leave the ranch very often and really was able to learn a lot through the FFA and get involved in agriculture advocacy. Had a lot of great opportunities throughout my high school and college years. I was very blessed to start as an intern, as you mentioned, my sophomore year in college at the University of Wyoming. And I was able to apply so much of what I was learning at the university to real-time agriculture issues. And when I look at my story in agriculture, it's amazing what we've been able to do and what we've been able to learn. So when I was in college, was able to, I knew about Farm Bureau, had my mom had started becoming involved in the organization as a county leader, but really grew in my knowledge for what agriculture and being involved in leadership and networking, what that had to do. And so able to really work on some issues that impacted our family's ranch as well. And very proud of the part our organization does to keep agriculture strong here in Wyoming. And so through the opportunity of going full time with the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation, I've just been able to continue my work for agriculture. It is a blessing to serve Wyoming's farmers and ranchers and the work that we do to keep agriculture strong here in Wyoming.
Thanks for sharing your story. I think it's always helpful for our listeners to hear about how someone like yourself found their path and to share their story. So as we've talked about, the main purpose of this video podcast is to ask our guests to share something we call their one thing. In other words, we want them to tell us about one thing that they think new and beginning farmers really need to know or to keep in mind, be thinking about or doing as they're in the beginning stages and getting ready to take on their own challenge of starting an agriculture operation. I know that you have some thoughts to share with us and our audience of ag entrepreneurs about incorporating leadership development and networking into a business plan. So Karen, please tell us about the one thing that you want to share with our new and beginning producer audience today.
The one thing that I want to share is how important it is to spend time working on the business, not just in the business. As I referenced, there's no better place for me to be than on the back of a horse, and I absolutely love that work. But there's also such importance in spending time working on the business as well to be a success in agriculture. And so I really feel that one thing that is important for young farmers and ranchers is to make leadership development and networking a part of your business plan.
I'm sure that you've seen a lot of success stories with people that you've been involved with in the YF&R program over the years. Could you share some examples of that?
Absolutely. It has been so much fun to watch the Young Farmer and Rancher program and some of the many success stories that come out of the program. The Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation started the Young Farmer and Rancher program 21 years ago. The Young Farmer and Rancher program has been a part of American Farm Bureau for a lot of years and many of the other state farm bureaus as well. So our program in its 21 years is fairly new in relation to the other state farm bureaus. In those 21 years, it has been incredible watching how leaders have grown and developed, and also how they have taken information that they have received and grown their either their farm or ranch. And so whether it be serving on the leadership committee, the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation Young Farmer and Rancher Committee, or participating in a competitive event or attending a Young Farmer and Rancher conference, there is so much information that can be learned. And spending time at the conferences, for example, we hold an annual Young Farmer and Rancher conference where like-minded individuals gather, and there's educational and motivational sessions where you can learn from others, network with others, and take those ideas that work for you and adapt them, take them back to your farm or ranch. And so I have watched so many different people make changes in their farms or ranches based off of discussions that they've had that have really started a conversation in their family ranch or farm. When we take a look at business planning and agricultural enterprises, taking a look and talking with others about what they do and realizing what can be adapted to work for their farmer ranch, it has really been fun watching some of those successes. I've watched farmers and ranchers take and modify what they were doing and realize that we can't just always do it the same way, but there is so much value in taking history and learning from it and adapting with our new ideas.
A little bit earlier, we were talking about that you're starting up the collegiate chapter again. And so that kind of brings up this next question. When's the right time or the right age to start getting involved in YF&R programming or leadership development? And I guess the other thing I'd add on to that is, for me, it's really exciting when I've actually been at those meetings before to see young families with younger children there as well.
It is so exciting to see that involvement of young families. There is whatever time there, it's never, you're never too young to get involved with a Young Farmer and Rancher program, but you bring up the Collegiate Farm Bureau, and that is a great opportunity for college age students to get involved and learn. We have many opportunities. The University of Wyoming has a Collegiate Farm Bureau chapter. The other schools across the state have the opportunity to participate in what we call our Collegiate Discussion Meet, which is a competitive event where they talk about our policy development process and specific ag issues. But I believe at the college age is a great age. It's a great transition. So many students that have been involved in FFA or 4-H and are looking for that continued ag leadership opportunity, the Collegiate Farm Bureau provides that great opportunity. Then we take that next step into our Young Farmer and Rancher program. That is for young people ages 18 to 35 that are involved in Wyoming agriculture in some way or another. And it's never too early to get involved. So I've watched people start in the program, and I have one example that I love to share with people. I have one member that she couldn't even introduce a speaker. She was so nervous at her first Young Farmer and Rancher conference. Fast forward 10 years and she could speak in front of 5,000 people. The experiences that she has been a part of, the motivation in that lesson. And how does that translate back to the farmer, the ranch? When you go in to speak to your banker, or when you are working on a local issue that impacts agriculture and you need to testify before the county commissioners, that confidence that you have and that ability to communicate what is the impact to your farm or ranch is absolutely invaluable.
You mentioned working on the business. What sorts of activities would you see are some of the more important angles or aspects of the business that YF&R should focus on? What are some of the more important or critical things for success?
I believe that the critical things for success, and when you're working on a business, is to be able to step back for a minute and take a look at what tools, what resources are out there, and network with those like-minded individuals. It is so easy for the day-to-day to go, and we all have the different things that need done and different seasons of our farm or ranch and the activities and chores that we are working on. But stepping back and spending time visiting with those like-minded individuals is invaluable in finding the tools and resources that you can take back to the farm or ranch. And I've said this before, it's invaluable to learn from our ancestors and the work that they've done, but it's also invaluable to share new ideas and take a look at some of the resources and tools and adapt those and say, how can we make that fit our farm or ranch? And so when I talk about spending time working on the business, I feel that it's so valuable to always take a look and say, is this the direction we need to go to continue to be successful in agriculture for generations?
Could you give some more examples of what professional development means for someone in agriculture and what I need to be thinking about to do that?
Absolutely. Professional development in agriculture looks like things that could be development personally, but also for your farm or ranch. And so many of the opportunities, and I'll talk specifically about what we do with the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation Young Farmer and Rancher Program, but we provide professional development on many levels. One is that leadership, our leadership committee, we have a state Young Farmer and Rancher Committee that is elected every year. And those individuals lead the organization's Young Farmer and Rancher Program. They seek out ideas and find interest of what young farmers and ranchers need in the state of Wyoming, what they're looking for in educational topics and conferences. And then with that, they're provided professional development opportunities. So we've done everything from teach them how to testify at the legislature. We've made trips back to Washington, D.C., where they'll meet with their congressional delegation and talk about important issues impacting agriculture, tour an embassy, talk to an agency back there in Washington, D.C. And so those type of professional development opportunities are absolutely endless, but they provide those young farmers and ranchers the ability to think on their feet, talk about agriculture issues, and really realize how one person can make a difference. And the other professional development opportunities come at our conference. Maybe you're someone that's not looking for a leadership role, but you want to have that opportunity to develop yourself personally and for your agriculture farm or ranch. At our Young Farmer and Rancher conferences, we provide many motivational speakers, business speakers, and sessions that can help young farmers and ranchers grow as a person. So that's the professional development opportunities that are available.
Are there some other resources that Wyoming Farm Bureau provides that might be able to help new and beginning producers get started in running their own operation? And I'm thinking specifically of folks that may not already be involved in a family operation.
Absolutely. So there are definitely resources that whenever we receive information, this You Can Farm Talks is a great show to share. So we like to try to share opportunities, information that we receive from other organizations or activities that we can share with people. But the hardest thing I think about getting involved, if you haven't come from a farm or ranch, truly is just getting started and meeting the people and finding out who you need to talk to. And so we bring in bankers, and we will have ag loan bankers that'll come in and do presentations. And so I'd encourage those that are looking to get started to really reach out to Young Farm and Rancher committee members. We have on our website a list of opportunities, the committee members that are on there, and share what you're looking for and what ideas that you would like to see come forth with those conferences. So our main avenue to get information out there is our annual conference that we have. We do also have a national conference that we send young farmers and ranchers to that provides another opportunity to get some of those resources on the national level.
Does Wyoming Farm Bureau help folks looking to get started to connect with operations or operators who may be looking to retire but have no family members interested to take over?
That's a great question and something that we hear a lot. So one of the great opportunities that we share with our Farm Bureau Federation members is the growing internship program that has started there at UW Extension. And that's a great opportunity to connect young people with ranches and learn about starting a ranch, what the work is that you need to do. Connecting with retired ranchers that may not have family, that's something there's not a set protocol on that. But it is something that we do keep in the back of our minds. And if we do have a pairing that we can connect people with, we absolutely will.
And I think something else that might be considered is, I know when you may do some succession planning at the regular Farm Bureau meetings, that may be another facet that would be very valuable to add into that portion of those discussions.
Succession planning is an incredible discussion and one that definitely needs to happen all the time. Actually, at our conference 2 years ago, we were able to bring in a succession planning speaker, and we actually opened that up we did it with South Dakota Farm Bureau, and we really encouraged the families to bring all generations to that speaker, because succession planning is something that if you have just one generation there, it's hard to talk about, or it's more helpful if you have all the generations there to talk about the issues at the same time.
Well, Karen, thanks a lot for talking with us today. We appreciate your taking the time to share your insights and experiences for the benefit of new and beginning farmers.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and encourage people, the new and beginning farmers, to reach out, connect with other agriculturalists in Wyoming. There are so many opportunities, truly are endless. And when you make leadership development and networking a part of your business plan, I believe it'll help you continue to be strong in agriculture and make those connections that will help you to continue to be a success.
Thanks again so much, Karen. That will do it for this episode of You Can Farm Talks. Thanks to those of you who took the time to join this live discussion and submit questions. The recording for this episode and all of our previous episodes will be posted and archived on our website and on our YouTube page. If you have any more questions, or if you're watching the recorded episode and didn't get a chance to ask those questions, please feel free to send questions via email, or even better, by adding them to the online discussion forum. We will try to respond to as many questions as we can and share the answers online. Stay tuned for information about the next You Can Farm Talks conversation. We'll be sharing details about who our next guest will be and when the episode will take place very soon. Check back on our You Can Farm website as well as our Facebook page. Funding for this program has been provided by the USDA NIFA BFRDP program. We'd also like to thank Custom Ag Solutions, Right Risk, and especially our partners at University of Wyoming Extension. And we'd especially like to thank Karen Clark and Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation for joining us tonight. And with that, thanks so much.